Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. That means peace be unto you. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Brothers and sisters, this is Muhammad Khatib speaking. I'm the Grand Sheikh of Culture in Los Angeles, California. We're in the Watts District of California, of Los Angeles, and we're going to do the Jumu'ah today. This is August 3rd, 2018, and our Jumu'ah is going to get started in just a moment. But first, we want to call the second Adhan and stay on the line. Don't hang up.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah,
la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. We'll be joining you in just a moment. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. That means praise be to Allah, and assalamu alaikum means the peace be unto you, or peace be upon you. We want to welcome you, brothers and sisters, to our Jumu'ah here in Los Angeles, California, on August 3rd, 2018. It's indeed an honor and a pleasure always to observe the Jumu'ah as we are commanded to do. I'm going to give the declaration, which is, we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, or I seek refuge with Allah, the Creator, against Satan, the rejected enemy. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with Allah's name, the most gracious, the most merciful, or sometimes translated as the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Alhamdulillah, ahmaduhu wa astainahu, wa astahdihi wa astaghfiruhu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. And translated into Arabic, that says, we praise Allah, we seek His aid, His guidance, and His forgiveness. Bear witness, there is nothing or no one worthy of worship except Allah, the one and only. He has no partners or associates in His rule. And I bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Holy Quran was revealed, is his servant and his messenger. And we include in that all of the things that we may have left out in the greeting and our pledge to Allah and our show of obedience to Allah by giving that opening for the Jumu'ah prayer. And Juma prayer, or Juma, is a word which means congregation. We're to gather together. It means group. So all of the Muslims all over the world, when the day of assembly, which in this society is called Friday, in the Western world it's called Friday, when that day of assembly is called, or when it arrives, Muslims stop everything they're doing. We stop all that we're doing, and we gather together, at least three of us, to have the Juma. But there are over 2 billion Muslims in the world. And so wherever we are, quite often, in fact, almost all the time, there's more than three Muslims to have the gathering. You go to some centers and there's actually thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of Muslims who gather together on Friday to hear the two-part talk, which is called the khutbah, two-part talk lecture called the khutbah, and the two-part prayer, which we make after a brief stop. So we have the talk and we stop for a moment and usually make a dua or a short prayer or just a rest. It's actually a rest period. And then we have the prayers. And actually the rest period is between the one and two, the first and second part of the talk. So that's actually the rest period. And then we call the iqamah, which is the call to stand up. And we line up shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot, straight line, and we're in contact with each other so that there's no gaps in between. And we're to stand up, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, make the line straight and touch each other so that the influence of Satan can't come between you. And Satan is not physical, but what he's talking about or what he meant when he said that is form a line so that you can actually touch the brother next to you. And in the case of the sisters lining up, they line up separately from us, from the men, and they touch each other. And the idea is for us to have a mindset where we are united, a united mindset, a united front, a spirit of unity and a spirit of connection. And so we have the Juma, as we are commanded in the Holy Quran. Our book tells us to come to the prayer and to stop everything we're doing on Friday and come together. And as I mentioned, there are centers that can hold thousands and tens of thousands. And we actually have a center called the Kaaba. It is the main center. It is actually called the house of Almighty God, the house of Allah. Allah is the name or word we use for Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. The Kaaba can now hold on its grounds over 1 million people at the same time. In fact, I think the latest report about it is that over 2 million people can stand on those grounds at the same time, facing the house called the Kaaba, facing the house of Almighty God, and making prayer at the same time. Yes. And the Kaaba being the center of the Muslims, then no matter where we are on earth, everybody faces that house as we are commanded by Allah, the Creator, in the book called the Holy Quran, or in the revelation called the Holy Quran, because at first it wasn't in book form. But the revelation tells us, Almighty God's words tell us to stand and face the Kaaba. And so no matter where we are on earth, no matter where we are, we stand and we face that direction. We learn or hear or are directed to face that direction when somebody knows the direction of the Kaaba. Whenever we stand for prayer, that's the direction we're facing. So that it's seen, if you imagine it in your mind, you'll see that the direction for everybody on earth is one direction, facing the Kaaba. And so if you're south and the Kaaba's north, you're facing north. If you're north and the Kaaba's south, and any form of south or any form of north, any form of east, any direction of west, all of them are facing the same center, the house of Almighty God. And we're calling on the house of Almighty God with full faith, with faith in our hearts. And we're calling out to the Creator to answer, to hear our prayers and answer our prayers. And we're actually giving worship and service to Allah when we stand and face His house and call on Him sincerely. And Allah says whenever the believers call on Him, He hears the call of everyone. That shows you He's the Creator, because here it is, over 8 billion people on the earth, over 2 million of us Muslims. And Allah says He hears the call of everyone who calls on Him sincerely. And He hears the Muslim believer more than He hears the call of anyone else, because we're calling directly to Allah. But to show you how much mercy Almighty God has, He actually is merciful to all of the creatures that He has made. And that includes all of the humans and jinns, all of mankind. That includes all of the animals and plants. Yes. So all of the creatures are dependent on the Creator. All of them. And that's actually, even if they can't speak, you heard me mention plants, even if they can't speak, their call, their cry, their development, all of that, all of their needs are heard by Allah. Plant needs water, doesn't it? It needs sun, doesn't it? So we thank Allah for giving us the understanding of how to properly live this life. And one of the things we're talking about today is the importance of learning the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, the Arabic. The Holy Quran was revealed in Arabic. It's a pure language. It's the language that Allah chose to reveal it in, because the last messenger that He chose was Muhammad, an Arab. Peace be upon him. And there were other messengers. We know that Jesus is a messenger. Moses is a messenger. Peace be upon them. Joseph, you know the names. David, Solomon. Assalamu alaikum. So all of these messengers from Adam the first, our father Adam, the father of all mankind, from Adam all the way to the last messenger, Muhammad, all of them were messengers of Allah. All of them received Allah's guidance. And today we're talking about the Holy Quran, the importance of learning the language in which the Quran was revealed to the last messenger, who was an Arab. And what I was going to say earlier was, whatever language the messenger spoke, Allah revealed His revelation to them in their language. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, why would He reveal the Quran, the Arabic? Why would He reveal the revelation in a language other than Arabic when the messenger is an Arab? And that's one of the beauties of this way of life, is that everything is real. Everything makes sense, perfect sense. When I say real, I mean logical, rational. It's realer than real. It's actually divine. What we receive from Allah is higher than anything we can imagine. It's only because of Allah's divine mercy. It's only because of His divine will that we have everything that we need. Then on top of that, Allah gives us directly information or knowledge that ties us directly to Him so that we will be guided aright. And today we're going to talk a little bit about, or quite a bit about, the need to learn the Arabic and what the Arabic Quran does for us, what the Quran does for us. And one of the things we know is that Allah has said that the Quran is a duty. It's a duty on us to learn the Quran. How in the world can you know what the Creator expects of you? How in the world can you know how to live a good life, the best life? I know a lot of people who think that they're living a really, really great life right now. But there's an even better life waiting for you. You cannot give yourself the highest life. The Creator who made the whole earth, the Creator who made the whole creation, the Creator who gave everything its design, That's one of the attributes of Allah, is that he's the designer. Think about all of the natural things that are around you that are designed. Things you really, really need, like food, you know, food plants, and the various fish or whatever animals you eat. Think about all of the designs, and then think about your own design. Think about your needs, your psychological needs. Just even look at your, just your hand, or your, look at your hand and see how Allah has made it so that it functions so well for you. And I mentioned psychological. Think about your mind and what wonderful things you are able to do, and what wonderful thoughts you're able to have because Allah gave you the proper and a divine perfect development to your mental qualities, your mental faculties, your psychological self, your spiritual self. How Allah makes your heart feel so good when you do a good thing. Look how Allah connects you to the good things and the natural things. Things that you cannot achieve by yourself, Allah gives them to you. So we need to get out of this habit of thinking that I can get all of what I need myself without Allah's help. You cannot do anything in reality. You cannot do anything actually without Allah's help. So the Quran, it's a duty on us to know or to learn what the Creator wants of us, what He expects of us, how we're to handle ourselves in the life of this world. How to go after the and improve ourselves, go after improvement, go after the better things, go after the things that Allah has made for us to go after for our improvement, for our advancement, for our enjoyment even. And there's no better enjoyment than having a heart that knows that you're pleasing Allah, which creates peace within you. There's nothing better to have than a peaceful heart and a peaceful mind or peace of mind. So the Quran is a duty to learn. What Allah made for you is the Quran. He made for you a direction, or He made for you a quality, a substance. He made for you a reality that shows you, and you instinctually can follow it and actually read about what you need to do so that you can operate properly. We don't think of ourselves as like a machine, but brothers and sisters, you are the highest quality of creation. You know, a machine is a creation. Somebody designs, they sit down and they draw up, they have an idea first. Then they sit down and they do a sketch of what they want to do and what they wanted to do and how it might look and how to put it together. But you are a design too. And Allah has made for you a plan on how you can function properly, operate better. You know, when you make the machine, it has to have oil and it has to have whatever thing that would make it go, fuel. Allah has designed you so that you will operate properly. And He has designed various things and functions and various demands. Various duties. That's the word I'm looking for. He has designed various duties so that if we perform those duties, we will operate properly. And one of the duties that Allah has given us is to remember Him. And the greatest show of showing that you remember Allah is to know what He wants of you. And we know that through His revelation. If we were told to make prayer, we could not make prayer without Allah's revelation. In fact, the Muslim's prayer is not acceptable. It's actually no good if we don't use the words of Allah's revelation, which is the Holy Quran, in making that prayer. So when we're actually praying, we're actually using the very words that Allah gave us to operate properly in the prayer. Isn't that beautiful? That's amazing. So Allah has given us His divine guidance so that we will not only know how to operate properly, but that so that we will keep that machine clean. We will have purity. We will have the proper speed the proper how to operate under the various conditions. You don't run your machine full force all the time if it's not necessary. So we have to have things that give us guidance of what our speeds are, what our direction is, what we should be doing. We have to have purity. We have to have, and in fact, I think you've heard in the previous scripture where I believe it was Jesus, peace be upon him, we call him Esau, where he spoke about oil. And you know that the machine needs to be oiled. And I believe in one of the scriptures, in one of the books of the Bible, it talks about the head being anointed with oil. Put some oil on your head. Now, you can rub oil on your head all day long, but if you're not thinking right, it won't do you any good. So it's actually talking about lubricating or cleansing, because, you know, oil not only loosens up and lubricates a joint or a stuck thing that it reduces the friction. It reduces the friction, but it also cleanses. It's a cleaner, too. So the oil for the mind is this revelation, this truth. Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. You put that oil on that machine, and it loosens up, doesn't it? It frees up, doesn't it? It gets freer in its operation. Well, if you use the oil of the Holy Quran, the wisdom, the truth of the Holy Quran, if you use the substance that will give you more freedom and liberty, then you'll operate properly. Jesus said, the truth sets you free. So Allah's revelation, that truth, the truth, all the revelation is all truth. The revelation that came to Jesus was truth. The revelation that came to Moses was truth. The revelation that came to all of the messengers was the same law. And when I say the same law, I don't mean that just specifically, but I mean the one who gave the law, the first law that was given to them, is to worship none except Allah. So that is the same law. And then everything that comes out of that, comes out of it, which is the doing of right, that is what I'm talking about. Righteousness. Obey Allah. Recognize that Allah wants you to obey him, and you will be set free. You will be informed about how you're supposed to live, and you will be set free. How you are supposed to operate properly. Allah wants us to see rightly. He wants us to see accurately. Divine revelation gives you higher knowledge than what man is talking about. Look how in society they have information and words and so-called laws about everything. But Allah says if you were to follow the common behavior of those in your society, you would be led away from his laws. You would be led away from his way. So man's ideas and wishes and whims will never be higher than what Allah has revealed. They'll never be higher than what Allah has revealed. So Allah's words are perfect. They are the true guidance. They are the right guidance. They are perfect and accurate guidance. And these are the things that are fit for your mind to absorb. These are the things that are fit for your mind to know. The words of truth in the revelation are the words, Allah's own words that he has revealed, and that is the only thing that is truly fit for your mind to live by. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people say, oh, well, just give me the money, or just give me, you know, my youth, give me my beauty, give me my millions of soldiers or whatever, give me my territory, my farms and all that, and I'll have it all. No, you won't. No, you won't. It is Allah that has blessed you with everything that you own. And none of those things can save you. Allah says in the Holy Quran, I was reading it this morning. It says that bring them up with all the things they worship besides Allah. And the things that they worship besides Allah will actually reject them. It will say, it was not us you worshiped. We had no idea that you were giving us worship, because everything in its very nature knows, everything in its very nature knows that it has to depend on something. It has to depend on something. And that's something that everything depends on. That's something that everything has to depend on is the mercy of Allah. Allah and His mercy. The plants, the animals, the people. A moment ago you heard me mention about the jinns. Men and jinn, mankind. These are the spirits of man. Every human being has a jinn. Every human being has a jinn. And jinn is nothing but the spirit. High spirit. Yes. High spirit, fire spirit, passion spirit. Everybody has a jinn. And I don't care if you're mostly human or mostly jinn, you have a duty to be obedient to Allah, because Allah said in the Holy Quran, not only can the jinns talk, but the jinns have bodies, the jinns have families, all of that. Yeah. So that there was someone quietly listening to the jinns, and the jinns were, you know, discussing about the revelation of Allah, and they said, we've heard a recital that is truly wonderful. So the jinns can think, they can talk. All of us are either man or jinn, mostly, and all of us occupy a body. So there's nothing floating around. Allah has made the angels, He's made the men, He's made the jinn, He's made the animals, He made the plant. There's no such thing as a spooky ghost running around that doesn't have any responsibility to Allah. Someone's calling in. Let me see. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. We got two calls. Alhamdulillah. So, brothers and sisters, welcome to the Jummah. We thank Allah for guiding us and saving us. We don't want to get off our subject. We got into talking about the human spirit and the jinn spirit. But know that everything in the creation owes worship and service to Allah. Everything owes gratitude to Allah. And Allah has given everything speech. And even though you can't know how the ants say it, they all are praising Allah. The plants are all are praising Allah. All of the animals, all the things, everything in the heavens and the earth submit to the will of Allah. Even the inanimate things, says your shadows, everything, the celestial bodies, everything follows the laws of Allah, obeys the laws of Allah, submits itself to Allah. It has to. Alhamdulillah. So Allah has given us that which is fit for our minds. And the Quran has no defects in it. The word of Allah, the Arabic Quran, has no defects in it. And when I say the Arabic Quran, anything else that someone calls a Quran is just translation. If they put it into English, they translate the Arabic into English, Chinese, German. It's translated into over 100 languages. Swahili, Russian, Czechoslovakian, whatever. Those are translations. It is not the Arabic Quran. The Quran, the revelation, the final revelation was revealed in Arabic. And inside of that Arabic is the healing spirit that Allah gives to it for you. So the Arabic is called Mu'izatan. Mu'izatan. Mu'izatun. That's the direction. If you look at chapter 10, verse 57, it says that Allah gives mu'izatun. It means that it has, the Quran has direction for you. And inside of the Quran also is shifa'un, healing for you. Inside of the Arabic Quran is also hudan, which is guidance. And inside of the Arabic Quran is rahmatan, mercy. So you have to understand that the Arabic only contains that. When translators translate, there might be 20 translators, and they all say that their translation is very good. But none of them can capture the spirit of Allah's own words. None of them can capture the spirit of Allah's very words, the very sounds, is what I'm saying. See, when they translate it, they take it from one sound into another sound and give you the meaning. They try to duplicate the sound of the Arabic and give you the meaning. So you'll see the translation transliterated into, you'll see the Arabic transliterated into the various keys or sounds that the translators try to put it in. You'll see the words explained in the ideas or the mindset of the person who's trying to explain the Arabic. But none of that is the Arabic. Inside the Arabic, those are Allah's own words, and every single one of those letters, every single sound in the Quran, every word is a package of divine truth from your Creator to you. Every single word in the Holy Quran is a package, a capsule, a package, a capsule, a formula from the Creator, your Creator, directly to you. And it will go inside of your body, inside of your cells, in through your hearing. It will go inside of your body, and it will improve you. Allah says this Quran will give you new life, a life that is clean and pure. So it heals you. It has no defects in it. And it allows no defects in our thinking. It attacks the disease in you. Allah says of the Quran that it is sent to you to come against the diseases in your hearts, to come against you, the diseases that are set up by our own misthinking and by us listening to Shaitan or listening to something or someone who thinks that they have the answer when they really don't. Allah has all the answers, and they're in the Holy Quran. It is the perfect book of guidance, the only book of guidance that has no flaws in it. Even though revelation was sent to other messengers, look at what the world has done to the scriptures that were sent to Jesus, peace be upon him. Look at what the world has done to the scriptures that were sent to Moses and David. You can't trust those translations from people that were invading countries and burning people alive and raping people and murdering people and enslaving people. How could you trust information, some transmission, some media, some book or so-called religion from people who were the worst criminals, tyrants, sick people, degenerates on the planet? But this Quran is clean and pure. There has been not one change in the Holy Quran since it was revealed. Not one flaw, not one doubt. And some people might say, well, how do you know that? Well, that's what I believe. Yeah, that's what I believe. And it has not been, it has been learned by millions and millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people by heart since it was revealed. And they haven't been able to, no one has been able to change it or disturb it. Look at all the good life that has come out of the Holy Quran. It has to be perfect. And besides that, no one knows anything besides Allah as to the validity and the character of the Holy Quran. But the Quran does say it is enough. So what do you want? If Allah has already sent you enough, what else do you want? Allah says in the Holy Quran, there's nothing else coming. Says this is it. It is a completed book, and it's all that you need, and it's all in your best interest to learn it. And look, what alternative do you have? You're going to tell me you won't come to something that calls you to act right, that calls you to higher life, that calls you to dignity, that calls you to truth and trust and honor, that calls you to trustworthiness and decency, kindness, mercy, forgiveness. You won't come to that, but you're going to stay with this world? Then have at it then. You see what they do to people. In this society, you see people killing themselves because they just can't stand it no more. Killing the self because the mind just can't take it no more. Isn't that something? believers, Muslims, don't do that. We never kill ourselves. We endure. And on top of that, Allah says that anyone kills themselves, they'll be punished. So life goes beyond the physical life for us. So we don't do anything to violate Allah or to anger Allah in this world or the next. No. We live in this world like we want to live forever, to the best of our ability, pleasing Allah, calling on Him, worshiping Him. And Allah says that He'll give you not only what you want, but He'll give you even a greater reward than that. Yes, He said, you cannot imagine, we cannot imagine how much mercy and glory and satisfaction that Allah will give us in the hereafter for just worshiping Him and doing what we're supposed to do in the life of this world, appreciating Him. Allah says, if any are grateful, He will give them even more out of His bounty. So we live a religion that has no defects in it. It has only healing in it. It has direction in it. It has healing in it. It has guidance in it. And it has mercy in it. And it leads us right back to Allah each and every time we get off a little bit. This way of life leads you right back to Allah, your creator. And Allah says, if any call on Him and call on Him sincerely, that He accepts their repentance. When you're sorry for a wrong you've done or a sin you made, Allah says He is the one who accepts repentance. Al-Afu, the one who accepts repentance. This Quran is charged with power. This Quran is charged with power. The Arabic is charged with power. Brothers and sisters, it gives you strength. It strengthens you. This Quran strengthens you. The word is thabit. Thabiti gives you strength. All of the verses are pure. No flaws, no doubts. There are over 6,236 verses in the Holy Quran. Write that down. Remember that. There's over 6,200. There are 6,236 verses in the Quran. 6236, and there are over 320,000 letters. Some scholars say as much as 323,000 letters. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, said, for each letter that you learn in the Holy Quran, for each letter you receive 10 powerful blessings, 10 blessings from Allah. And any blessing from Allah is powerful, brothers and sisters. Any blessing from Allah gives you satisfaction, soul satisfaction. You know, we listen to the songs and we say, oh, you know, last night I was dreaming about a song. And it was, oh, it sounded so good. I don't even remember what it was. But I don't know what the song was. But it sounded so good. The melody was so good. And I woke up feeling so refreshed. And I should have hummed it into a tape recorder or something because it sounded so, it was so beautiful. And, you know, it's like a good dream, but it this time it was sound. You know, sometimes we just dream and we see scenes. Well, this time, instead of scenes, I don't remember the scenes, but I remember the sounds. And so we want to remember that the Quran, Allah gives you 10 blessings for each letter of the Quran. Beautiful, powerful blessings, 10 of them for each letter that you recite or learn in the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. One of the things that's said about the Quran, the Arabic, one of the things that's said about it, brothers and sisters, you got to learn this. You got to need to learn the Quran. Don't depend on your mind to benefit yourself or what do you say it, reward yourself. Don't wait on yourself to reward yourself for doing the Quran. Even if you don't feel like doing it, if you just start looking at those letters, learning those letters, and just reciting a few letters, you got the reward from Allah. You got the reward from Allah. He's going to give it to you because He knows how this world can beat you down and make you so crazy that, like I said, some people just can't even stand this world no more. They kill themselves. They run away. Some of them, they want something. They go and they rob and kill. And sometimes they can't. They don't know what they want. They just be acting out. And some of them run down the street half-dressed and whatnot because they're tripping psychologically because they feel just they're on fire. They feel dissatisfied, unsatisfied, unfulfilled, enraged, angry, hateful, pressured. How many people you hear be saying how much stress they have? They're so stressed. And what do they do when they're stressed? Act out. They go smoke. Or they drink. They use drugs. They act out on their good self. Start destroying themselves because they are stressed out. Well, here's the answer to your stress. This Holy Quran will heal you. So you're sitting there and you're saying, oh, man, I don't feel like reading today. But just read three letters in instead of ten. Just read, just say Ali. Ali. And say Ali about 100 times and see don't you feel better. Because Ali, Al-Ali means Allah is high and noble and lofty. You're talking about Allah when you say Ali. Yeah. Ali. Those three letters right there. Ali, Ali, Ali. Ayu. You're getting blessed by saying it, and all of a sudden, you see it right. Allah says that you can't think about Him without seeing rightly. You cannot think about Allah without seeing rightly. So stop looking for answers from the society and receive the answers that Allah has already made for you, revealed for you. Yeah. Allah's name, Al-Ali, is in the Holy Quran. Yes. Salam. As-salam. Just say salam. 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 Say that about 100 times. See, don't you feel better? Yeah. Say Allah. 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 Say that about 100 times. Maybe 10 times. You're going to feel better. If you really understand who Allah is, if your mind is really reflecting on the power of the Creator, the mercy of the Creator, the blessings of the Creator, you can say Allah a few times, and the Quran says when Allah is mentioned, the believers feel a tremble or a stirring, some effect. Say, when Allah is mentioned, the believers feel some effect. Then you may be able to find what you're looking for, brothers and sisters. Because without vision, without the higher vision of revelation, without the higher vision, without truth, without purity, without sanity, the rational and logical life, you won't have any. You won't have anything. You can't see anything. You can't see where you're going. Allah is the guide. Trust in Allah. Believe in Allah. Obey Allah. One of the things that's said about we mentioned logic. One of the things that's said about the Quran is it is the highest logical instrument. It is mathematically perfect. It is so mathematically perfect, it has so much logic in it, that no human being can actually fully understand it. It's actually above our comprehension, but there's so much in it for you, it will be way more than enough to raise you up, to heal you, to guide you. Allah doesn't wait for your approval to guide you or to help you or to save you or to forgive you your sins or to strengthen you. If you really are trying to do no harm to the creation, if you really are trying to save yourself and are concerned about others, Allah will help you. Allah says in the Quran, He is the one who has mercy on those who have mercy on others. That He is the one who has mercy and gives mercy to those who have mercy. So if you're a right-minded person, Allah is going to improve you. And He's going to bless you and use you. He says He is the one that has revealed to you so that you can be a better servant. He's given you revelation so that you can be the best of servants and you can be the one who is instrumental in guiding others. That's what Allah gives you the guidance for. He doesn't give it to you to stuff it in your pocket, you sit down and do nothing with it. Allah gives you guidance so you can stuff it in your head. And then when you go among others, you're like the prophet, peace be upon him, who spread light to others. You're not the prophet, but you're representative of the prophet. You're a follower of the prophet. And so you're given some of the same qualities. You take this revelation, you stuff it in your head. stuffing down inside your body. You know you live inside your body, right? The nafs is that which dwells in the body. Nafs. You're the nafs. You're the soul. You're the spirit. You're the self. You're the life that lives inside the physical body. That's you. So as you learn this Holy Quran, it strengthens you as the nafs. It strengthens you. And then all of a sudden, you have more strength, more illumination, more insight, more understanding, more ability. And you get up and you go spread this truth like a lamp spreading light among the dark people and the people of darkness. I'll put it like that, because the wicked Western crazy people and the wicked diabolical beast, Satan, who has followers who he uses their mind, and then he uses their abilities, their hands, their deeds. He uses them. He marked them and said, call them 666. You won't see no six on their forehead, but you look at their activities and you'll see their deeds are full of sickness. Sickness. Yeah, same word, same concept. You'll see their deeds are full of sickness and craziness and rebellion and disobedience to Allah. And he uses them to keep the people ignorant and weak. But here you come with the truth of the Holy Quran, and if the people got enough sense to listen to you, if they're not so buried deep down in the darkness, if they're not so buried in the darkness of ignorance and superstition and mythology and falsehood, false religion, like you know is all around, if they have just a little ability to hear you and they listen to you, they will be improved. Yes, if it's the will of Allah, they will be improved. If they listen to what Allah sent for them, they will be improved, because that's his will, is to give this knowledge, this word to the world, so that people, because the Quran is for everybody, so that the people will be improved. But they'll say, I believe in Jesus too. Say, I believe in Jesus too. In fact, I know more about Jesus than you'll ever know. You should tell them that. I know more about Jesus Christ and his mother and the world than you'll ever know. Because the Quran is a book of the most accurate history. So the Quran tells you exactly about Jesus and his character and his mother. And Allah also tells you in the Holy Quran that if it is Allah's will or was Allah's will to destroy Jesus and his mother and everybody on earth, who could stop him? That shows you something about the power of Allah. But Allah sent Jesus, and Jesus is one of the people who is leading the people forth out of darkness into the light. That's your job. The Western world wants to tell you that your physical light, your physical darkness is your curse. See how they twist up scripture? No, the darkness is not physical or flesh. The darkness is the ignorance and the superstition and the corruption, that the corruption that they want to put into your mind, into your life, so that you'll be living like a something that's not even human. Yeah. They want to turn you into a beast. They want to beat you down until all your humanity has stopped. Isn't that what they did to the Western world did to Africa? How are they going to be the ones to give you scripture and tell you all about Jesus and stuff, when they at the same time had the Bible in their hand, a big old cross around their neck, and going down into Africa and India and other places and enslaving people, raping people. One of their leaders was on TV yesterday or day before yesterday, and he had the names of 71 priests that had been molesters of the people in the United States from about the 40s. He had a list of them. They want to just see all of them. They want to throw it up now. See, they just can't keep that sickness down no more. Why? Because you know, when enough healing takes place, then that's when the wound starts to throw out the infection, right? Enough healing takes place. So you get the medicine, the truth, you get the medicine, get the real medicine. And then they start the healing, and the healing process makes them throw out the corruption. And they come up by you, throwing up all that foolishness, or a big pustule pimple, bus, Yes. Then they can get clean, maybe. It's probably too late for them, though, because they lied to the people over and over again. Remember how the families were coming up and bringing the children, and grown people were saying, oh, they molested me when I was 10 years old. I'm 50-something now. No, you're a liar. Get back. This is the priests and the Catholic Church telling them they're a bunch of liars and taking them to court and all that kind of stuff. But now, look, the truth comes out, don't it? And look at all these Jews getting caught up in these big Hollywood people, big names. And they say that 200 and 300 people is coming up and saying that this Joker molested them through the years to get a part in the movies or get a song produced or to be admitted into their Hollywood lifestyle and whatnot. So they had to have sex with them and all that kind of stuff, probably sell their kids. You never know. Offer their kids in exchange for favors in Hollywood. You going to trust those people? You going to say that the Allah's truth is questionable, but you're not going to question them? Allah had to make them so sick that they had to run out of the fire.
I'm guilty.
They have to run out of the fire now, hoping that they'll be helped. Some of them will still lie and deny it. No, I didn't do it. 200 people tell them, saying how he operates, and they call it the M.O., modus operandi, how they function, how they operate when they're doing their thing. But they still lying. No, it wasn't me. 200 or 300 people going to lie on you? But brothers and sisters, what are we doing? We're bringing you this Quran. We're bringing you this Quran, and we're telling you to accept the word of Allah so that you will not be a victim in this wicked society. You will not be a victim in any wicked society on earth. The worst they can do is kill you. And if they kill you as a believer, you are a martyr. And if you're martyred, Allah says he gives you the best. Yes. Need to read about the rewards of the martyrs sometime. Imam Muhammad said that he can tell you something that's powerful too. Is live like a martyr, and then when they say, are you a martyr? Say, no, I'm not. And they let you go, and you go back out and do the same martyrdom type things again. To attack the unbelievers and the wicked Satans. Yeah. So they all these people with his mark and his control over them, his influence over them, Satan's influence over them, they continuously harass and obstruct and corrupt and sour and destroy whole cultures, whole societies, men, women, children, the natural resources in the society, poison the rivers and kill the animals, drive whole tribes of animals and nations of animals and communities of animals into extinction, drive whole cultures and communities of people into extinction. Don't you know there's people that don't exist on the earth anymore right on this land called America because they were driven into extinction by these wicked Westerners who came from Europe with their greed? And they don't care attitude, followers of Satan, got the mark of the beast in their mind. The mark of the beast. You know, the halo is supposed to be a high grade. It's supposed to be a sign of developed, well-developed, or glorified consciousness. The halo is a sign that Allah has blessed you. You've got divine. You're divine-minded. You live by the completed revelation. You live by the completed logic. You live by the spiritual completion and development, spiritual development that the Creator has given your consciousness because you worship and serve Him. You pray to Him all the time. You're thinking about Allah. We call that what? Taqwa. We call that taqwa or God consciousness. Taqwa. Taqwa. That's what we call it. The respect for Allah, the regard for Allah, the fear of Allah. Don't want to break His rules. Taqwa. So you got this God consciousness. That's the halo. It's on your mind. God consciousness. And they say when the devil attacks people, he breaks that cycle. And so the cycle becomes sick. And that's why the circle starts to look like a six, doesn't it? And somebody said, well, it could be a nine. Well, if you turn it around, a 9 is nothing but a 6. You still got the cycle broken. You don't want your consciousness to be damaged. You want your consciousness to be complete and healthy. You want it to be complete and healthy. You want to be God conscious deep in your soul, deep in your mind, deep in your spirit. You want your God consciousness to be well developed. We don't want to be devil conscious. If you break God consciousness, nothing else left but devil consciousness. So we worship Allah sincerely, and we ask Allah to guide us and to improve us and to approve us and to help us and to strengthen us and to raise us up higher. We always want to be higher, right? We want to be higher and higher and better and cleaner, more sensible, more seeing. We want to see where we're going. I was telling my daughter, when you go out among the people, realize that Allah has blessed you so that you don't have to live in what they live in. You see the people walking here and there, going to and fro, and the things they're going to, sometimes they're not even coming back home. It's going to destroy them that day because they want to go to that club, or they want to go and rob somebody, or because they want to go and lounge somebody. I'm not talking about just the common people in the street. You got doctors and lawyers and judges and scientists. You got, about a month ago, they arrested over 600 people. And I think it was 70 or 80 of them that were doctors, MDs, who were manipulating the federal government's treasury system and getting medical, what they call medical money from the Department of health, or whatever they call it. I forget the name of it. But anyway, they were getting this all this money. And when a doctor, you know, he's up such a high level, the government pays so good that when he sends that bill in, or that demand, when he sends it in, I believe they pay you Medicare, Medicare fraud. That's what they call it. When you send it in, I think they send that money within a week or so. It's not no 2 and 3 months. You don't have to wait on money like you wait for your company or somebody to pay you. No. You wait for some return or something on something you sent in that was defective. No. The government pays almost, you could call it immediately. He might send in $300,000 or $400,000 on a bill. Bam, there come a check the next week or so. And so it's such a powerful temptation for these doctors who write prescriptions for these drugs that people want, the drugs that make them feel so good, prescription drugs, doctors, pharmacists, all of them are getting caught up in it. Read just text www.fbi.com and see how many FBI busts. Go ask them to put you on their list of emails, and they'll send you emails like 5, 10, 15 emails a day because the FBI is set up in all these different cities, you know, all around the country, in all these different regions. And so you get texts from the different regions of the activities that's going on, the criminal activities that's going on in their areas. And sometimes it's not always criminal, but sometimes they got a new office or a new director, and they'll publish it on the email. But if you text that, you'll see how much activity is going on in this society and people trying to get their hands on the money from the government. So it is amazing, brothers and sisters, to see how much activity is going on in this society. But you won't be getting caught up in that because the law that you live by is the law of the Holy Quran, Allah's revelation. The laws you live by are so high that what they're doing in the society is nothing. My point was that don't just think that the common people around here who's robbing the stores and the 7-Elevens and robbing the subways and all that stuff, don't think they're the only crooks. The crooks that make the most money, you never see them because they're the ones that wear the suits. They're the ones that got the medical and degrees, the college degrees, master's degrees, doctorate degrees, dentists, all of them get caught up in this stuff. So brothers and sisters, to be saved from that and to be given the peace of mind that all I'm looking for. They think their peace of mind is going to come in money. The guy's already making $200,000 to $300,000 a year as his salary or his office money that he makes. But that ain't enough. He want more and more and more, and they never get enough because it's not the money. It's the fact that their soul is on fire. They don't have soul satisfaction. They're not being quenched by anything in their life. Brothers and sisters, the only thing that will quench your thirst in life, the only thing that will give you soul satisfaction is Allah. Allah's way in this way of life called Al-Islam. Allah's way through this book called the Holy Quran. So the Quran is not only designed with all this mathematical and perfect logic in it that is so high that man can't get to all of it, even just a little bit of it. Just a little bit of it will satisfy the believer. Allah says in the Holy Quran that the believer is like a field that gets water, and if it gets heavy rain, it produces a lot. But if it only gets light moisture, that's sufficient for the believer's soul. So just to know that Allah loves you and that Allah is guiding you and that Allah is making this way of life, your life, safe for you, ooh, that's a blessing indeed. The Holy Quran, this truth is divine authority. You're guided by the divine himself. Who can give you guidance, the Quran says, if Allah doesn't give you guidance? Oh, my mama gives me guidance. My boss gives me guidance. I guide myself. And every time you run into problems, yeah, you'll be going okay for a minute, and then you fall. But with Allah's guidance, he's the ultimate authority. You never fall if you hold on to the rope of guidance that Allah sends to you. Allah uses the Quran to guide you and to warn you. He uses the Quran to guide you and to warn you. And you are sent this Quran so that it for you is a reminder. The Quran, one of its names is the Glorious. Honorable, protected. No one can even invade the guidance that Allah gives to you and attack you. When you're reading the Quran, Shaitan goes past that house. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the house where the Quran is being recited, Shaitan goes past there. When you even call in the adhan, he runs away, runs far away. Allah says of the Holy Quran, it is protected. It is protected. It is of a preserved book. It is, and the master tablet is with Allah. Calls it the mother of the book, Umul Kitab. The mother of the book, the master of the Holy Quran, is with Allah. The Quran cannot be invaded and captured and taken over. They've had 1,400 years to try it, and they have not been successful. What's that tell you? Brothers and sisters, if you're calling in, you please, please have to put your phone on mute because there's others trying to listen. Okay, brothers and sisters, the persons that are talking, that I'm going to have to hang up on them and I'll call the other people back. Thank you. Is Sam? Let's do that. Can't believe they do that. But anyway, let me call. See if you can get Falat back. Apologize. So the Quran, it's called a protected book. It is preserved in a tablet. The Quran is preserved in the tablet, and the master tablet is with Allah. It's called Umul Kitab, as I mentioned. Don't hang up. The Quran is complete and it is infallible. It is perfect guidance. It is flawless. And it's explained in detail. It is not doubtful or ambiguous. It's not confusing. and there's no contradiction in it. So look, what more could you want? Go to any law school in this society that produces lawyers and judges, doctors of law. Go to any school, and every single one of their books have contradiction and confusion in them. Yes, one lawyer argues this way, the other one lawyers that argues that way, and you have to go and pick out the thing that best suits what you're trying to do. Allah gives us one book, truth all throughout it, and that's what you live by, and you are never crazy. If you're crazy, it's something you made yourself crazy with. Allah didn't make you crazy, because the Quran is all sanity. Allah's divine word, the perfect word, the guided word, the truthful word, the honorable word, all of it. Alhamdulillah. We're going to stop here and go into the second part of the talk. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah. And in the translation, brothers and sisters, we said, praise be to Allah and peace be upon Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed. He is the best of all of the messengers, and peace be upon him and his family and his companions. We thank Allah for this guidance and this blessing. We thank Allah for this Jummah, and we're in the second part of the Jummah lecture or khutbah. And in this part, we want to continue speaking about the Holy Quran and the importance of learning the Arabic, learning the Quran. The actual, when you say Quran, you really are talking about, when you say Quran Kareem, you really are talking about the Holy Quran. It is called Kareem, honorable. It's called Majid, Quran Majid, glorious. Yes. And throughout the Quran, from cover to cover, I mean from the beginning of the revelation, which started being revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a very powerful night, the night of power. The Holy Quran began to be revealed during the night of power, during the month of Ramadan. And from that time on, the Holy Quran has been our book of guidance. It was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a period of over 23 years. And revealed to him in a period of over 23 years. And look at the power in that. What country, what land can be changed so drastically, so completely in 25 years? In 25 years, and almost 50 now, since the time Dr. Martin Luther King, look at the destruction of the things that Dr. King was trying to do to make the life in America a better life. Look at the destruction that went on and has gone on since then. They assassinated Dr. King and replaced his leadership and his calls to brotherhood. They replaced it with drugs. They replaced it with drugs. They replaced it with racism. They replaced it with homosexuality. The homosexual jumping up, yes, I do have rights. And the Muslim, you should thank Allah that you're a Muslim, because they're the homosexual, if he reveals himself in the Muslim community, he has to be locked away for life, unless Allah makes some other way for him. He has to be locked away for life, because we're not spreading social diseases, mental illness and social diseases in our community, brothers and sisters. This is a community of purity. Allah is all pure, al-bar, the pure. Yes, al-Qudus, the holy. That's what we're spreading. we're spreading righteousness and cleanliness, order. Al-Haq, Allah is the truth. We're spreading purity. We're not spreading corruption. Our religion is an outgrowth. The information and knowledge about our religion, all of it is sent by Allah. It's all pure. It's clean. It's designed to clean us up and to improve our condition. The word of Allah, His revelation is throughout our religion, our way of life, and it is sent, His word is sent, the Holy Quran, the pure book is sent to clean us up, to strengthen us, to cleanse us, to improve our condition, to guide us towards truth and what's correct, to guide us toward proper operation of our life. We're not here for someone who's out of his mind as a male to say he doesn't want to participate in the continuation of the human race. He's so confused that he wants to match up with a man instead of matching up with a woman. He's so confused and twisted that he doesn't understand that Allah will punish him and destroy him for deviating that far. They call him a deviant, don't they? Sexual deviant. Mental deviant. Antisocial. Sociopath. Psychopath. That's what they call people who deviate that far away from truth. Now, if somebody make a mistake, they should ask Allah's forgiveness, and Allah said in the Holy Quran, never repeat such conduct. But these people who are bragging and prancing around and showing off and acting crazy in society and wanting their craziness to spread, Allah will destroy them. And the first thing Allah says, when you find out that they're doing that, so lock them away. That shows you how twisted the society has become, because now they're like, people don't even care. When I was a child, people didn't dare tell somebody that they had homosexual tendencies. The mothers didn't dare let their boys wear girls' clothes or play with dolls. No, no. The girl who she didn't want to act like a girl, they called her a tomboy. If she acted too much like that, I never really saw anybody act so much like a boy or dress so much like a boy or approach another girl. I never saw that in my whole life till the last years here, when the TV and the children of Israel, the people with the mark of the beast in their consciousness, the devil consciousness, started promoting it on TV and getting as many people as they can to so-called come out and tell the world that they are sexual and psychological deviant, a mental deviant. Yeah. You better be careful, brothers and sisters. Be careful, and don't let those diseases, those germs, those mental illnesses float around in your house. Your children talking about, I think I don't like girls. You better get to liking them, buddy. Because you're not going to have that foolishness around here. You better talk to your children when you watch them. How come you're not watching your children? You just let them sit there and watch all kind of movies, all kind of songs, play all kind of songs, play all kind of video games. He come in with curlers in his hair or something. You got barrettes in his hair or something. How come you don't see that as a parent? He playing with the mama's underclothes and all that stuff. How come you don't see that as a parent? What's he doing in your room anyway? Allah says in the Holy Quran, your children have to knock to come into your room and be given permission to come among you. That's right. Alhamdulillah. So, brothers and sisters, let us hold to the guidance that Allah has given us. This Quran is complete. Allah says in the Quran, in the Holy Quran, He says that this is a completion of scripture that came before it. It is a correction on any scripture that Allah doesn't want the people to have anymore. And it is a continuation of that which Allah does want the people to have. Some things from history of other communities is not important for us. So Allah eliminates that in the Quran. But everything we need, Allah says, is in the Quran, and it is enough. Allah is the says in the Quran that it is easy. He has made it easy for us to understand and remember. He has made the Quran easy for us to understand and remember. And it says of the Quran, it repeats itself in various ways so that you will learn something from more than one angle. Very important things Allah wants you to learn from more than one angle, or more than one ability to think about it, or more than one thought about it, more than one view. He says he repeats that in the Quran in various ways. Isn't that beautiful? It is Al-Furqan. It is the book of perfect law. Al-Furqan, the book of perfect law. No confusion, no doubt. Perfect. It is a book that is explained in detail. Fusilat, explained in detail. That's one of the chapters. Furqan is a chapter in the Quran about it being the law and perfect guidance. And then Al-Fusilat, explained in detail, down to the very lowest thought that man can have. The slowest person in the society can get the Quran and learn the Quran and be able to understand enough in the Quran, even with his slow or underdeveloped mind, he still can get enough to be guided rightly straight to Allah. Alhamdulillah. It is the book that reveals the history, the perfect history that Allah wants us to know. Revealed history, religious history, history about things and about people that really happened. When it talks about Noah, that really happened. When it talks about Moses, that really happened. When it talks about Pharaoh, what Moses, Allah did through Moses to Pharaoh, that really happened in Egypt. Let us not read the Quran like it's fiction. You know, they made up so many things and attacked the Bible so viciously that there's many, many things in the Bible that if you believe it like it's written and like they, if you believe it in the attacked and disturbed form, you would go completely insane. You would be seen as some sort of a beast or something. Like when they tell you, in order to show that you love Jesus, wash his blood on you. Eat his flesh. Drink his blood. So that you are being trained and shaped as a cannibal in your thinking. And you would be sitting there, if we saw you with blood all over you like that, we would say that he has lost his mind, put him in a very powerful institution, and handcuff him so that he won't attack you. Because something is wrong. You know, they got people in the Philippines, when Easter time comes, they actually take this person and nail his hands to a cross and his feet. Yes. Press down a crown or a ring of thorns on his head to so-called reenact the murder of Jesus, even though the Holy Quran says that never happened. Can you imagine that people are doing something that is not history, that's not really real? It's actually mythology and fiction, but they're doing it and doing it just like it was real? Well, the Holy Quran is not like that. What is revealed in the Holy Quran is actually the truth. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, they did not do that to Jesus. They did not do that to Jesus, though there are people in that world who try to make it appear that that happened to Jesus. So the believers who love Jesus, and all Muslim believers are told they have to love Jesus, you can relax and you can rest assured that Jesus is safe. He always was safe, and he's with Allah. And we'll all be with Allah on the day of resurrection. We should be so happy, brothers and sisters, that Allah has taken us out of the falsehood, the fiction, the mythology of the Greeks and the Roman, where we don't have to. You know, they used to have real temples and buildings that were dedicated to the worship of Apollo and Zeus and all that stuff. Yeah. Diana and Minerva and all that. Neptune. Yeah, they had temples, they had buildings, because they could use mathematics. They knew how to use mathematics in Rome and Greece. So they used mathematics to build nice buildings, beautiful, beautiful buildings,
the ruins of some of them are still usable and standing there. Colosseums and all that stuff that they used to slaughter people in and have gladiators fight each other to the death and all that. But these same people were crazy because there's no such thing as Neptune and Jupiter and Apollo and Mercury. There's no such thing. This is fiction. This is mythology, made up stories, made up stories like cartoons that talk about powerful figures. He can fly through the air. He can pick up a train. You shoot him and he won't fall. You shoot him 100 times and the bullet just bounces off. This is fiction, brothers and sisters. Well, they had turned an important part of the Christian religion into fiction by telling you about a hero that could float in the sky and you can do any kind of sin and he'll forgive you and still love you. Child molester, don't matter. Mass murderer, serial killer. He won't stop you even. Just go ahead on. Go ahead on. Just do your thing. But he still loves you though. Look at this fiction and this craziness and look at the disorder that will be put into society. The disorder by telling crazy people who are murderers and people who do horrible things to people that you're okay because God loves you. The God loves you. He'll forgive you. He'll take you just like you was a child and put you in his arms and carry you on up in the sky. You see, brothers, this is how sick the Western society's religion, so-called religion, is. And you have big, beautiful buildings, don't they? Big, beautiful buildings. And you go there, they have on their long robes, and they have all the incantations, all the blah. They have all the things they supposedly are saying, and they're in their so-called prayers. And they're making you feel like what they're saying is real. While at the same time, now we see that sore, that big, nasty, filthy, pussy sore, has been exposed, and they have to come out and tell people, yes, we had hundreds of priests that was molesting children, and all the things that those people said about us, they were true, they are true. And they have to pay out millions and hundreds of millions of dollars to families that were whose children were damaged and the people who were damaged by their homosexual priests, pedophile priests. Yeah, and then they say, well, the prophet had a girl that he married. She was only like 10 years old, 9 or something. But he married her, didn't he? And he didn't consummate the marriage until after her puberty. You know, when a woman can go on her cycle, that means that she's a woman. They don't have any such history. They don't have any such honor going on that they're inviting you to in the religion of the Western societies of Greece and Rome. They still call it Rome, Roman Church, Roman Catholic Church. The Pope, the leader of their church, had to come out, and he had a law, and he came out with it, I think it was a week or so ago. And it said, zero tolerance for you, any of you priests, we catch being a homosexual. He didn't say it like that, but he should have, because if he's having violation of boys, he's a homosexual and a pedophile. If he's having it with girls, he's a fornicator and a pedophile. And he's a fornicator if he does it with a boy or a girl. And in the religion of Islam, the very least a fornicator gets is 100 lashes. And Allah says, don't even feel sorry for him. Give him that 100. Yes. And in many countries, they would actually be stoned to death or beheaded because they look how much damage they've done to people. Here's hundreds or thousands, maybe tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people. You know, one pedophile priest, if he had access to 10,000 people in the village or the town, oh, he was going through those people, So he might have upset the lives of several hundred people or more. So why should we feel sorry for him? Why should we not whip his butt when the people that he damaged will never be in their right mind again?
Brothers and sisters, let us wake up. Let us be those who respect what Allah has revealed. We're going to stop the talk here, but I just want to read the verse that we got some of the khutbah out of. This is verse 1057, as I mentioned in the talk. And it says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu qad ja'atkum maw'izatun min rabbikum wa shifaa'un lima fi sudurih wa hudaa wa rahmatun lil mu'mineen. O mankind, there has come to you a direction from your Lord and a healing for the diseases in your hearts, and for those who believe, a guidance and a mercy. Sadaqallah alim, Allah speaks the truth. Brothers and sisters, let us value what Allah has revealed to us in the Holy Quran. It is the only book that will lead you straight to Allah all the time, 24 hours a day, for all of the days that you live. It is the only book. It has done that for billions of people for over 1,400 years. For 24 hours a day, they have had access to perfect guidance that has never had any wrong or flaws or misguidance in it. And billions of people have lived for hundreds of years, over 1,000 years, with a perfect book that gives them guidance 24 hours a day. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Alhamdulillah. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means, verily Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. And oh, you believe, do you likewise, and give him the proper salute. Hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina ayyuna an al-mutakina lil-mutakina imama. Subhanallah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina kurata ayyuna an lil-mutakina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. And that means, our Lord, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Ibrahim and his family. And our Lord, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Ibrahim and his family. For surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement or penalty of the hellfire. Ameen. Aqim as-salat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ayya Allah salat, ayya Allah salat, ayya Allah salat, ayya Allah salat. Qur'an salat. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah,
la ilaha illallah Muhammadar Rasulullah. Astaghfirullah. This is going to be Salatul Jummah. It's two rak'ah, or two units of prayer. Alhamdulillah, we ask Allah to accept our prayer. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmani Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. Amin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq al-insana min 'alaq. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أليس لامين ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى المتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar. Al-Fatiha. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in. Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim. Siratal Ladina An'amta Alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. تكبير
الله أكبر.
تكبير
الله أكبر.
تكبير
الله أكبر.
الحمد لله. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless each and every one of you. We so appreciate you joining us today. We also appreciate the participation of those on listeners on the phones and on the radio. The radio show being brought by Brother Imam Amin Muhammad. The blogtalkradio.com, and we appreciate that support, his support. Brothers and sisters, we're going to make a dua for the those who are in the hospitals or sick at home or those who have new babies and all, and they're not able to get out to the Juma, but they're able to call in. And so we ask Allah to bless them. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Oh Allah, bless those who sick or infirm and who cannot get out to the Jummah, bless them to be healthy, get back on their feet, return to good health, get back on their feet and be able to get out and make it to the Jummah and to live their life out long and strong. And also, Allah, we ask you to bless those who are in the graves who passed on and have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins and admit them into paradise. And we thank you, Allah, for their support and their participation when they were among us. And we ask all of you all to Allah to bless all of you all and forgive your sins and have mercy on you forever. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Okay, brothers and sisters, so we're going to stop here with the Jummah today. And I think we covered just about everything we wanted to cover. But just remember to study your Quran and to realize that Allah has given you something, a life that is clean and pure. Allah has given you an existence that is above other people's existence. And you to use that, not for arrogance's sake, but you to use that to improve the lives of those around you. So may Allah bless each and every one of you. We'll talk to you again, inshallah, next week at our Jummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah. And thank you for participating with us. Ameen. Allahu Akbar.